VOA English. How would you feel if the letter you penned carefully and posted to your favourite star ended up in the recycling bin? That's where unopened fan mail sent to singer Taylor Swift was found in Nashville. Swift's management said it was an accident, but dealing with piles of letters is a burden for most public figures. According to the BBC reporter John Kelly, at the height of his fame, Johnny Depp was said to receive up to 10,000 letters a week. The dawn of the digital age, in which public figures with a Twitter account can be messaged directly, has made the process easier. The White House says it deals with 20,000 messages addressed to President Barack Obama each day. Some celebrities don't want letters. In 2008, Beatles drummer Ringo Starr didn't mince his words when he announced he would throw them out because he was too busy. Others do attempt to get through it themselves. Robert Pattinson, star of the Twilight films, claims that he reads tons and tons of letters from fans. Many artists, however, outsource the task of opening, reading and replying. Sylvia Spanky Taylor, 58, has run a service in California that does just that since 1987. She and her staff deal with up to 20,000 items of mail a month on behalf of 26 celebrities. Most letters are simply declarations of affection and admiration, she says. A few ask for money. A small number contain threats, which require her to contact the celebrity's security team and law enforcement. The biggest problem for Taylor is working out how to dispose of the correspondence. Presents such as soft toys are sent to local hospitals, and the letters, most of them, just get shredded and recycled. Typically, correspondence is acknowledged by a photo with a printed autograph. For some, this is enough, according to Lynn Zubernis, an expert at Westchester University. She says that the relationship between fan and celebrity may exist only in the mind of the former, but it comes from a deeply rooted human need for community.
Takeaway English from bbcukchina.com.